Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have a very special guest, but first, let us read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, then we're going to pray. First, Psalms 136, 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, and we ask that this segment be something that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And on today, we have a very special guest. This particular person is commonly known by her former stage name, Nicole McLeod, or Nicole J. McLeod. Her music background starts with dance, pop, and R&B. She first appeared on the Billboard U.S. R&B charts, and also she has recorded hits written by Dionne Warren, and many others, and she is making a comeback. You may have also been able to hear her on X Factor as she was a guest and was singing the Alabaster. And so without further ado, I would like to introduce the song and present to others Miss Lily McLeod. Miss Lily, are you on the line?
Hello, Miss Elfrida. Yes.
How are you? Great.
I'm good.
How are you
God
doing?
God is amazing. I'm just
yes,
fantastic.
Ma'am.
I'm happy.
Yes, ma'am. Good, good, good. All right, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions about your music career. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Shoot, I'm here, ready to roll.
All right. Now, can you tell the listeners a little bit about how you began singing?
Oh, wow, you're going to take me back there. My mother was a gospel singer, actually, not professionally speaking or anything. My father was a preacher, and so she was always singing around the house, and we'd travel along the road, living in Rochester, New York, and traveling down into Waycross, Georgia, which was a long drive, and she would always sing, and I just really kind of wanted to be just like her and have a voice like her, so she really inspired me, you know. And then as growing up in the city, Motown was a huge sound back then. And
right.
I think like Michael Jackson and all the cool Motown artists, and I thought, God, one day I want to, you know, I want to do this. I want to have a career like this. And I think that's really kind of, you know, started with my mother and then Motown, and then Nicole was born. I thought I was going to be a superstar back then and grow up and marry Michael Jackson. Didn't quite work out that way.
All right. Now, who are some of the influential people in the singing industry that you really admire?
Well, besides Michael Jackson, really is the first. And then I just fell in love with Tina Turner, I think, because of her story, her survival of being abused, physically abused and mentally views and still, you know, going for her dream and actually succeeding. That's like a power story for me. And that actually sometimes when I'm going through my own life, I reflect back on what I've learned about her, and I just, it gives me so much strength to keep going. And then we have some of the artists today, like Cece Winning, of course, who inspired me to even do the Alabaster Box. I love that story. There are a lot of powerful gospel artists out there that gave me some feel for my, I would say the rhythm and blues part of who I am when I'm trying to deliver a song. So I have a list of artists out there that I would really love that has a lot to do with motivating me musically.
Great, great. That sounds good. Now tell us a little bit about the X Factor. I'm getting excited. Tell us the process and what the advancement meant when all the judges said yes.
Oh, man. The X Factor was, I've told this story so many times, but never enough. It was like a great launching ground. I would have never done it had it not been for my sister, Rebecca. She's Dr. Rebecca McLeod, a doctor of education. And she would always tell me, because I walked away from my career some time ago, you know, still doing top 40 or corporate shows, and I just kind of spent time with my family, raising my family. But she said, go on the X Factor, because there's no age limit, there's no, you know, you could have a career, maybe you didn't make it, as long as you're not signed with a contract for managers or record label or anything like that. You can go on the show and maybe have another chance at your career. Why don't you do it? So she talked to me for like over a year, because I think I went during their last year of the X Factor. So I got on that show and I auditioned singing like a rock and roll song and made it past the first, I think it was over like, oh my God, I don't even know, 200 and something thousand people who auditioned for that. And I got in. And when you come back for the second filming, they tell you to bring six songs. So I put six songs on one CD. This is going to be an interesting story. I put six songs on one CD, but I really, really wanted to do Alabaster Box because that's like my story. And I even brought like this beautiful gown in the event that they choose Alabaster Box. So I get to the place and they said to me, we lost all your songs, Lily. The only song that we have left is Alabaster Box.
Wow.
And I thought, how is this possible? All the songs are on one CD, and they lost all the songs except Alabaster Box. And I said, look at God. And so God was in the plan from the beginning. And
that's right.
So I'm getting ready to go in the bathroom and put on my nice, beautiful gown so I could sing Alabaster Box. And they said, no, you can't change your clothes. We need you to wear the cat suit. I had that black cat suit on for, you know, doing the rock and roll song. And they said, you have to go sing it with the cat suit on it. And I said, I can't go sing Alabaster Box, represent God in a cat suit. So I ended up going in the bathroom and having a big meeting with God. And I came out of there like really knowing that God saying, I'm not judging you for what you wear or, you know, who you think you are or whatever. I need you to come out here and just do what I brought you here to do. That's the feeling I came out of there with, you know.
Right.
And so going on that stage and singing for the Lord and trying to touch hearts out there, I had no idea what that song was going to do. I mean, it's like over 16 million views, I think, on that song alone on YouTube. So, you know, it was such a moving experience watching the hand of God and what he did for my life through the X Factor. It was an interesting experience as far as me being one of the oldest contestants there and everybody being younger. It's very political. Simon has a real bad habit of using the worst vocabulary when he's expressing himself. So a lot of those children would come to my room crying and devastated. Some of them walked away and probably gave up their careers based on some of the things that he said. So I was like the mommy, big sister, everybody coming to my room hanging out crying or whatever. And I was like, well, who's there for me? Because I was just as stressed out as everybody else. But there was, thank God, my man, he would come up there with me a lot, many of those performances he was there, and I got to cry on his shoulders. But it was really political. Nothing I would ever want to do again, I don't think.
Okay.
Never say never, but I'm not thrilled about going through that again.
Right. Okay. Now, what different projects do you currently have with music right now?
Well, God is good. He is amazing because, again, when you come off that show, no one calls. You don't get a phone call from anyone to come and help you take advantage of whatever momentum you gain by having that type of promotion. But God is good, and He just came to the plate and opened the doors for me to finish up my CD, and it's called Red Apples. And I released it May 27th. And that CD made its way on the UK soul charts without a record label.
Wow.
And it came in at 27. I know, that's God. Came in at 27 and went all the way up to number 10. It started dropping down the charts, but other doors started opening. But thank you, Jesus, I stayed on the charts for a long time with that. And I just released a remix of one of the songs on there called Super Bad. It's actually, I see myself super bad. And I did a dance remix, actually, so that I can become competitive in the marketplace. The message is still the same, but it just has a real fun dance vibe to it. I say, if there's no party like a Holy Ghost party, come on.
That's right.
So I had to lift that thing up and do a dance mix of it, but it's really great. So that's out right now, both of the CD and the dance mix. And there's a video that was released on Superbad, and it's under Lily McLeod, Superbad Dance Mix. And it's a song about no matter who you are, what you have, whether you're black or white, Hispanic, whatever nationality, fat, old, ugly, cute, doesn't even matter what you are, who you are, who you see, how you see yourself, you're uniquely different. And you are just amazing, and you're like a gift to God, and you better look in that mirror again and really see who your daddy is. You are, like, really super bad, you know? So I'm hoping that people get the message out of that. And that's, like, my baby project right now.
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us about your experience in Texas with your concert and any tours you have coming up. How was Texas? What was Texas like? How was the stage, the people? Tell us all about it.
Texas was amazing. The Texas weather was a different story now. They were supposed to give me sunshine, and I was supposed to, you know, feel that whole vibe, but it was, like, really windy and rainy. But the concert was amazing. I've always wanted to sing with a orchestra when I was a little girl, and I got to do that. It was just the biggest. Actually, it was, like, a really huge corporate wedding, after wedding kind of thing, and they had a concert, and I was the artist for that concert. It's the biggest, most expensive wedding that I've ever seen in my life. I've seen this kind of stuff on television and in movies, but I've never actually appeared at one. But the orchestra was absolutely amazing. The songs were some from my CD, and all the others were cover songs from the 30s. I got to do a lot of that kind of stuff. Really beautifully orchestrated, amazing musicians. And, I got to come back to Texas. I hope that they will invite me back. And other than Texas, I've been just doing a lot of touring. I was invited to go to TBN in London. I actually had just flown back from London for the Praise the Lord celebration, and actually been there a few times. And now I'm getting ready to go to, where am I going in a couple of days? To Tel Slovakia. I have a concert in Tel Slovakia. And then from there I go to New Jersey, where I'm doing a television show there for health and fitness. And so I've been really, really, really busy. God is kind of opening up the doors. I'm hoping that He's going to open up TBN somewhere here in Orlando, because they got that big, what do you call that big place that's down? Oh, man, I can't even think of the name of it. It's where Jan Crouch is at. Holy Land Experience.
Okay, yes.
That's, oh my God, that's where I want to get to so bad. I want to hit that stage. So pray for me, Miss Alfreda. You got to pray for me to get there.
I will.
But God is good. He's opening up so many doors, and that the album is really starting to make some noise, big noise in the UK, but it's just starting to creep its way here in the U.S. thanks to you and other people who are starting to make me more visual and more voice on radio and on television. So I'm excited about my future and what God has in store for me.
Excellent. Okay. Now, you said that you kind of served as the big sister or the mother on the X Factor when everyone wanted to, you know, come in and cry on your shoulder. What would you tell an aspiring artist in the music world? What would you tell them?
I would say that there is no, it's not possible that you won't reach your dream if you dare to stay brave and to stay focused. I mean, the only way you're not going to get there is if you quit. And that, so you have to stay focused. You can't pop around from one thing to another. Like today you want to be a doctor, to tomorrow you want to be a firefighter, the next day you want to be a hairdresser. You can't. You have to go into your, search your heart and find out what your destiny is and what your dream is, and you have to dare to fight to stay there, and you will succeed. And there's no such thing as I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm too ugly, I'm too broke, I don't have any help. I think you have to live in prayer, you have to walk in prayer, stay in prayer, you have to walk in faith, you have to be able to see your dream and know that you're going to reach it. It's really, when it comes down to it, you just have to believe in yourself and be willing to invest in yourself. Never give up. Never.
That's right.
God's timing is perfect timing, and it may not go along with what you think, you know, the timing should be. And it's never really what it looks like. And when you think God's not working, He's working.
You're right. You're exactly right. That's good. That is good. Is there anything else you would like to share at this time?
I don't know, because I'm just telling everything, right? You ask me one question, and I'm telling you a whole bunch of other stuff. Because I'm excited. There's so much to say. But no, not really. Just that I'm really happy, and, you know, recording this record, this is for my angels, because I don't feel like it's like my record. I really believe this is their record. And it's all about, for me, it was about doing something to give back. And my thing is St. Jude Hospital. I have a love for children, and I'm really hoping that this is going to open some doors that I can really make a difference in the world to build an oil well, a water well, a school, something. You know, I want to give back something to help the children, educate them, or to grow a tree somewhere. I don't know. I want to be able to do something, to be able to plant where people can farm and be able to eat healthy foods. I want to do something, you know. And so I'm hoping this record is going to open those doors and to bring the finance to be able to give back. So I would just tell people, when you go online, like on iTunes or Amazon or CD Baby, or even my web, and you order that Red Apples, $5 of your money goes towards St. Jude Hospital for Children. So you are doing something good. If you do it one time, you can know that you did something that was going to make a difference. So I'm encouraging people to do that. You're helping me to become a better person and in a better position to be able to give back. And you're also making a difference to a little kid, to a little child somewhere.
That is good. That is good. Now, can you tell the individuals your website?
My web is real easy. It's my name, which is Lily Nicole McLeod, www.LilyNicoleMcCloud. And you can get an autographed copy there. I'll send it to you, autograph it and send it to you. Or you can, like I said, go on iTunes or Amazon and order the digital download or the hard copy of the record.
Okay.
And you can hit me up on Facebook at Lily Nicole McLeod or Twitter at Lily Nicole MC. And I'm easy to be reached.
That's right. That's right. And Miss Lily, I really appreciate your time. I know your schedule is hectic. This will conclude our interview, and I ask that God continue to bless you in your endeavors. And when you're in Texas again, I will need to know that.
I'm going to let you know, and I could just bite myself for not even telling you, because I was just so busy and so focused, and I didn't even think. But I'm not going to do that again. See, I need you to help me create a line dance for my Super Bad song.
Okay.
I need a line dance. So
all right, well,
you should send me a video. You do doing a line dance and send it to me so I can put a video out for my Super Bad song.
All right, that'll be my project. I'll do that.
Oh, you stop her. Oh, okay. And then we have witnesses. Y'all hear her. She says she's going to create me a line dance, Angel.
Okay. Well, I appreciate speaking with you, and anytime you need to come on the ministry on the show, please do so, and then tell your friends about my ministry, and they can come on as well.
I will, and you have all my contact information, too, so I hope that this is not just the last time I'm going to speak to you in a good while. So reach out every now and then, because Sister Girl needs some prayers up in this house. So when I heard you're a praying woman, and I even wrote down the Psalms 136, but I hadn't read that one before, and it's a beautiful prayer.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
You're welcome.
Well,
thank you so much for having me on the show.
All right, have a blessed night.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Miss Lily McLeod, and Miss Lily McLeod, as I said before, she was on The X Factor. She has many CDs out, and be sure to check her out. She said that her website is her name, Lily McLeod, Nicole McLeod. So make sure that you check out her website. If you Google her name, you'll find her website, okay? All right, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. I have a couple of announcements to make. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or the AlfredaLoveShow.com, AlfredaLoveShow.com. All right, gospel artists, artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, publicists, any community leader with a positive message, please, 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 Facebook, AlfredaLove at AlfredaLoveShow, or FREDALOVE. You can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to interview you on the ministry. Be sure to continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself, and be sure to pray for those you do not know as well, because we all need prayer. Be sure to mark your calendars if you have not already done so for December the 18th. We're going to have a great talent show at the Bellmead Civic Center at 6 o'clock p.m. We have many featured guests, so please be sure to come out. In addition to that, make sure that you check out my hub page. It's alfreda.hubpages.com. You will see a lot of entertainment articles, activism, and things of that nature, so please be sure to check out those pages. Also, check out the alfredaloveshow.com. That's my name, AlfredaLoveShow.com. Be sure to check out all of that, because that website illustrates everything that you need to know about the ministry. On tomorrow, we're going to have another very special guest who is a gospel artist. And so please be sure to come out on tomorrow and listen to this same ministry, same show. We're going to have some actors and actresses that you see on television. We're going to have gospel artists that you see on stage. We're going to have common people like myself. We're going to have some just courageous people come on this particular ministry, so you have to come back. I want you guys to continue to reach out to Miss Lily McLeod. She has a great, great, great voice, and her music is just uplifting. Be sure to support her. And just check out her music, check out all of the guests who comes on, because I'm telling you, every guest that is selected, they have something to share with the world that will help us all, okay? So be sure to come back on tomorrow on the same Love, Live, Jesus ministry, also known as the Alfreda Love Show. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.